Hello, all you listeners out there. Welcome to my podcast on drugs. Today, I, Brandon McElroy, will be speaking to you on LSD usage and dangers in today's world. First of all LSD stands for lysergic acid diethylamide. It's a Schedule 1 hallucinogen and has many street names. A few of the street names are acid, zen, sugar, tabs, blotter, cheer, hits, tripper, yellow sunshines, and so many more. There are upwards of 25 street names out there. According to a Foundation for a Drug-Free World, LSD is almost always taken by mouth. The white, odorless, slightly bitter-tasting crystalline powder is usually dissolved into a liquid form and soaked into blotter paper. The paper is then cut into quarter and square-sized individual doses called tabs, trips, hits, or doses. The white, odorless, slightly bitter-tasting crystalline powder is usually dissolved into a liquid form and soaked into blotter paper. LSD is obtained illegally on the streets. According to the Straight Facts book on LSD, LSD creates a false state of euphoria. Some of the things a person high on LSD may experience is distortion and intensification of all the senses, especially vision. The shapes of objects may appear to blend together or melt, and colors may appear brighter or changed. Depth perception might also become distorted, and objects might have halos or leave trails when they move. They may also feel distortions in time and space, in which time seems to flow more slowly and the sense of the shape or position of the body is altered. This creates extreme emotional instability to the point of feeling intense fear and panic one second, despair another, and pure joy the next. Some people who have taken LSD say they feel like they are experiencing several intense emotions at once. This also causes difficulty communicating, especially with people who are not also on LSD. It can also cause concentration issues. This could be a huge problem for college students with heavy course loads. According to a Foundation for a Drug-Free World, there are some alarming statistics on LSD use. These include fact number one: in Europe, as many as 4.2% of those aged 15 to 24 have taken LSD at least once. Fact number two: a study released in January 2008 found that about 3.1 million people in the U.S. aged 12 to 25 said they had used LSD. In a similar survey, fact three says out in 2013, the NIDA found that 6.5% of individuals between the ages of 18 and 25 have used LSD at least once, while 11% of individuals over the age of 26 have used LSD. In a similar survey carried out in 2013, about 10% of individuals in America have tried it at one point. However, there are some that may say they're pros to LSD use. According to Teen Health for Kids, the 2018 LSD edition, it does not cause physical dependence or addiction, and even physiological dependence appears to be short-lived in most people. Most people no longer use this drug after college when they get into the real world with responsibilities and families of their own. They naturally give up the drug without the pain of withdrawal or rehab. LSD is not only an illegal recreational drug, but also has known to have no health benefits, not in any situation. This is according to the Straightforward Facts book on LSD, which also states that in the United States there is no legal use for LSD. As a Schedule 1 drug, it is considered by the U.S. government to have a high abuse potential, no known medical application, and questionable safety. However, some feel that it could have a benefit, as in the past it has been used to help people beat other addictions such as alcohol. But the people given it had to be careful. For example, pregnant women should not take LSD because it is known to bring a miscarriage. So All in all, many people have conflicting viewpoints on LSD, but no matter what, it is illegal and does alter a person's physiological state and should be avoided at all costs. I hope you, the listeners, agree with me. I thank you for your time and hope to be a guest speaker on this drug problem again in the future. Thank you.